Rose Brothel presents Fasten the Dance of Dreams.
You two, come down with Sophia.
Yes. Do we hear something in one of the rooms in the hallway?
Mm-hmm.
Which room?
One of the rooms to the...
The one with the ghoul in it. Don't open it.
The side. to the side where... Not the guests' rooms, but...
With the fewer...
Yeah, with the fewer doors.
Which is now on our right.
Yes, now on your right.
What does it sound like?
Describe
it to me. Do we need more flutes?
No. It is...
Skin flutes.
Some light, like, just sobbing, some, like, snuffling, and some muttering.
Can we understand what it's saying?
Do you listen closely at the door?
I do.
Obviously.
Okay. Let's say, like, the door is, like, maybe even slightly cracked, and you hear what sounds to be the guttural voice of Sammy.
Sammy.
And he's talking to himself. I can't live like this anymore. I can't. Every day it's the same. Every day I'm living with the guilt. Every day I tell myself, Peary, you know what you did. You have to take action. You have to take care of yourself. You have to.
Oh, Sammy. I mean, Peary.
All the dead people.
Wait, who's Peary? And is Peary Sammy or Sammy Peary?
Peary has obviously changed his name to Sammy. And so Peary is the man.
So Katya must be the mother.
Yeah. Peary is the man who owned the inn that Albert took Oscar to and then did the bad murder ritual on him. Or just bad murder. I don't know if it was a ritual. I'm inferring. So we need to find out from Peary what happened.
You hear wood dragging across wood.
Nope. I open the door.
Okay. You see Sammy still muttering to himself, still calling himself Peary.
With?
One foot up on a chair.
Yep.
Rope. Yeah.
Nope. We enter the room and I kind of push Sammy off the chair.
Okay. Make a force roll.
Make sure that the rope's not at his neck when you do that.
Accelerate the process.
Sammy, I'll help.
Got him.
Jesus.
It's not on his neck yet, is it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Good.
Thank you.
Hey, you're the smart one of the two of us.
I'm supposed to be the smart one of the two of us.
All right, I got new dice.
Uh-huh.
Woo!
Ah! None. Sorry.
Good luck compressing.
Amy knows how to shriek, man.
So you move to do what?
I'm an asshole.
Really just kind of... You said he has, like, a foot on the chair?
Yeah.
Just want to get his foot off the chair.
Okay. Astra, what are you doing?
You probably still got Sophie.
I still have Sophie. and I would turn her away because I don't want her to see this. But I would... It'd be, like, one of those where, like, I turn her, but I'm still looking like, oh, God. And trying to assess the situation and whether or not I need to run in to save or help Sylvie. Because I don't know if she needs help, if Sammy/Peary needs help, or what else is going on.
So I obviously fail.
Yes.
He's much bigger than much more solid than I expected.
And he's going to push you off.
That's rude.
And say, no, don't stop me. I have to do this.
Sammy,
I have to.
We can help you.
No, you can't.
Peary.
You can't.
We know what this is. We know how, we can fix this.
No.
We can help you. Just tell us what happened.
Let me fix this. I can fix this.
It won't fix it. You'll turn into
him. I caused the problem. I killed him.
Sophia needs you.
Who's Sophia?
Daughter?
No, 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 no. You're in my head again. And he's looking at the two of you. He looks at Sophia.
Even though he sees Sophia next to me.
He's elsewhere.
Someone took some conditions, I think.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Are we going to let this man commit suicide?
Absolutely not.
Take the rope and tie him up.
Even if it makes the revenant go away?
Well, so I don't think it would make it go away. I think he'd create another one. Sue.
Seriously, take the rope and tie him up.
I mean, I already failed at trying to get him to get off the chair.
Yeah, so if you physically restrain
We'll say that you're kind of like... He pushed you off. You're sprawled. Like, you won't take a condition or anything, but you're, like, sprawled against the wall.
You fell back.
Yeah.
You bumped your bum.
And he's kind of standing defensively.
Yeah. And Astra will go, why don't you just tell us what happened?
Make a manipulation roll.
Oh, I'm good at these. Okay. I get 2+4.
Dope. Yeah.
Big money.
2!
Yay!
All right.
Nice.
Man, I'm just not having any luck with those.
He kind of calms down. He's, I don't... Well, he looks at the rope, lets it drop. He looks at the two of you. What was I...
She's still holding, like, Sophia, like, to her chest, like, covering her ears, like...
Sylvie will pat him on the shoulder and be like, don't worry, I just got over the same thing. We need to talk.
As you pat him on the shoulder, he kind of rocks forward and just, you see his eyes start to close and he just eats shit over the chair on the floor and he's snoring.
Why can't any of the men in this tavern be any use?
Astra goes, That's it. That's all she does. she just does the... Is Sophia still upright? Is she still okay?
She is.
Like, so Astra will pull her away and be like, are you good?
She's like, it's happening again.
What's happening again?
Mother, before she left, she talked about these dreams that she would have. She would fall asleep at odd hours during the day, and it would be hard to wake her up. And Dad tried to get her help, and nothing seemed to help. And yeah, she eventually had to leave.
What was your mother's name?
Nora.
That's right. Thank you.
What were the dreams about?
About a play about traveling in Europe, about a man named Oscar. She would tell me about the story.
Earlier you said you knew who Oscar was.
Because I knew his story.
But you've never met him.
I've heard of him.
And did your mother know Oscar?
I think she did.
Personally? Not just his story?
She seemed to talk about him as if he were around.
What did your father think about that?
He didn't like it.
That's fair. Did it make him angry?
She nods. When she died, he locked her room up. All of her things in there just the way it was.
Where's the room?
2 points. To the like one of the other doors on that side. It's locked.
Care to break open a door?
Who has the key?
Does your dad have... Yeah, I mean, if he's sleeping in front of us, does he have this key on him?
You searching...
I'll search his body.
Okay. It doesn't take long. You find a big ring of keys.
Okay.
It's like 4 keys on there.
Oh, four is not that bad. I thought I was going to have to make
like
a roll.
I know. It's
like 27 keys.
I know, right? I was thinking like a janitor who has like 47. Yeah.
We'll shift back over to Lucas and Torsten. Torsten, who comes back in, baptized by the rain, mm-hmm. and sees Lucas, or Hvitr, doing some nonsense on the ground. Drawing something out.
Blood magic.
He cuts himself open.
It's frowned upon. Yeah.
He bleeds onto the floor. He starts to...
What are you doing?
Entreat some kind of entity.
It's called a ritual, mate. You want to watch?
Is it gone?
I don't know. Oscar, you're fucking gone.
Oscar. Okay. Yeah, Oscar. Okay, yeah, I'll watch the ritual, I guess.
Right, you seem like you're in the condition to do so. Have a seat, mate.
He sits down. When I sit down not next to him. I sit down like 10 feet away, the table over.
Okay. Yeah, you got a good 10 feet.
Sure.
And you call for Oscar. Nothing happens. And then you kind of hear a voice in your ear.
Okay.
Familiar voice.
Oscar's voice.
Oscar's voice.
Yep.
Voice you heard outside.
Yep.
You're not doing what I asked.
You're being a bit creepy, mate. You want to step off?
I need you to make an observation roll.
It's not the best. That's four dice. What am I observing?
You see.
One success.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, secrets.
Is this what's said in my ear?
No.
Oh.
Just read it and tell me what you do.
Okay. Torsten watches me sort of this like crack on my neck and stand up. And I spin about and just Spartan kick you in the face.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 10 feet away, though, right?
So, you're
10 feet away? Oh, well, then I run up on you, and it's clearly menacing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I'll say, what the fuck, weird guy?
Screaming, and I'll screaming something myself. To the effect of, you'll never leave here alive.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you would roll close combat.
Okay.
And then... you have a choice, Torsten. You could try to dodge out of the way, which would be let me just check. One is close combat. One is agility.
So this states when you're armed with melee weapons, you use close combat. Otherwise, you're just attacking with force.
Okay. Go ahead and roll force then.
I'm armed, but I'm not using my...
Gotcha.
I'm
yeah.
just kicking.
That makes
sense.
So
it'll only be force.
Yep. Unarmed attack is is force. You're right. Okay. Yeah. You can parry with either close combat or force, which means you're trying to knock it out, his kick out of the way, or you can try to dodge with agility. Depending on that, you would roll either agility or close combat / force, plus your physique.
Okay.
Take the kick if you want.
Yeah. I think I'll say, what are you doing, weird guy? I don't want to hurt you. And I'll try to dodge it.
Okay. So agility plus physique.
Does it matter how many successes versus his I get?
Yeah, it's an opposed roll.
Okay.
So yeah, it matters. We'll figure that out.
Hey, you got some sixes.
I haven't gotten a single six in this game, and I just got three.
You rolled
that. Yeah,
kick him in the teeth.
That's where I put all my points is the physical stuff.
Kick him in the teeth.
How many did you get?
I only got two successes.
Okay.
So I guess, evades then.
You just kind of twitch out of the way. His foot flies by. And we'll see, like, you land awkwardly like with your foot up on the table.
You roll out of the way, and my foot just goes through that chair. Pow! And I kind of shake my head and like, what the fuck just happened?
You okay, weird guy?
Did the puppet last, it only
kick
lasts
him
one
in
minute.
The teeth?
I have to say, that's the second weirdest puppet show I've seen today.
I just sort of wrong ritual then. I turn around.
This is why y'all shouldn't be doing fucking blood magic.
I turn around and I scoop up the Oscar doll and I just toss it in the fire and start heading upstairs. I'm just gonna leave the other four.
Why would you burn the...
Because that's what ends the ritual. My blood is on the doll. I must get rid of the blood. I must burn the doll.
You're an idiot.
I'm literally creating this out of my head. I don't know why I'm an idiot. I'm not breaking a rule in the game.
No,
I'm not saying you're breaking a rule in the game. I'm saying, as a logical human being, that was dumb. Moving on.
It's no fun to be logical. To be a fun character.
Hope we don't
cares?
Need those yeah. for later.
And right? That's exact. Thank you.
I also turn to you and say, up the steps then.
Okay.
Torsten! Stand up for yourself, man!
He's hopeless!
I'm hopeless.
He's kind of out of it.
Yeah.
So at this point,
he's
I feel like Amy, right, Sophia, and I are all at the other door trying the keys.
Yeah, you hear us. Them muttering and the jiggle of a key in a lock. And it does. I mean, it's four keys. You pop in on the third key.
When I see those two come up the stairs, I say, can you go in that room and check, make sure Sammy's still asleep?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
And compromise the rope.
Yeah. Grab the rope.
And as you walk away,
we need to have another best
as
friend
he walks away,
conversation.
Torsten is like, I might use it.
Yeah, don't send the hopeless guy in after the rope.
We can't tell Lucas that that Sammy is Peary because you just can't kill him. We can't do it. We need to figure out a different way.
Okay. My Astra's eyes get really big and goes, uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, though you weren't there, I've now figured out Oscar is not who I thought he was at first. Oscar is
so
not.
Did you say that in front of Sophia?
No. We had this like
psychic conversation. Okay, you know when Emily comes over for dinner and she and I just stare at each other for a little bit and like it looks like we're having an entire conversation without speaking and you go like, you make that face.
Yeah, you raise it's your like eyebrows that. And look at us like really weird and then we like all of a sudden start off on a random topic but like middle conversation start off random topic.
That's, it's like that.
Yeah. It happens all the time across this table.
Sometimes guys do it, but it's just dick jokes.
True.
That's fair. So we had kind of like a, she like looked at me like, we can't. And Astra just goes, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's literally all that happened. Now that being said, so Astra's afraid to let Sophia kind of out of our sight. Cause I just...
Well, the issue is I don't want her to be in anybody's sight. I don't want her to be in her mother's room, but I don't want to leave her with the boys.
Mm. Right.
No offense.
Or just, yeah, by herself, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really want her by herself because she's clearly the one that, like, can spark all of this and whatnot. So, but I also agree I don't want her in the mother's room. But we also need to have kind of a conversation about it being a revenant.
Yeah.
Because Astra, I don't think Astra has gotten that far
there's
yet.
Been not a chance yet.
So, I don't know what to do. Do we say this in front of Sophia or do we?
I think it's okay that she knows maybe kind of what's going on.
Okay. We'll try that. Can I do an observation about that? Whether or not Sophia should be able to hear all of this or no? Because I'm a super high empath.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. And I get 4 + 1 for observation. Okay. I got 1.
Yeah. So we'll, like, totally freak her out if she hears us talking about...
So do I think that something bad will happen, basically, if
you say
talk
what?
About that? Like, that I talk about revenants and that I know that Oscar's revenant, even though he's the hero, seriously, something bad happened to him.
Yeah, so we need to figure out how to...
No, you don't get... You get the sense that... Sophia doesn't quite understand what's going on, but she seems like she would be open to figuring it out.
Okay.
Right? It doesn't seem like she is under the thrall of anything.
Okay.
Or it seems like she is just kind of...
Okay.
She's dealing with a lot.
So you guys have already checked on Sammy, correct? You found him asleep?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Okay, so you're back out in the hallway.
Well, is he still asleep?
Yeah, he's snoozing.
Yeah, cool. Okay. We're good.
Rope kind of draped over him.
Yeah. I would have gathered up the other dolls, by the way.
Would you have grabbed the rope, correct, Torsten?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Grabbed it or...
Compromised it in some way. It just snaps whenever... Yeah. Okay, cool. So you guys come back out into the hallway?
Yeah.
All right, awesome.
Find you guys, I guess.
So Astra will then go, I think I know slightly what's happening. And then she will describe that Oscar is a revenant, that clearly Albert has done something to wrong him, and so his soul or his spirit is attached here because that thing must have happened here. And they are using Sophia maybe as a catalyst.
Conduit, yeah.
Originally it was her mother, and now it's her.
Yeah, but strong one is that.
What?
What?
Strong entity, not minor.
I didn't say he was a minor entity. I said he was a revenant.
Gets real bad. Right? As he looks over to the young man.
Oh. Yeah. Weird guy tried to kick me.
Enough of that. Wait, what? What's you tried room? To... Wait, what?
I thought we said no PC on PC violence.
No, he was possessed. It was another
problem. No, he was possessed. Astra just take out her notebook and like start writing something while wearily looking at the two of you like, what the fuck?
Was like, to be honest, I kind of get it.
Sometimes a ritual works. Sometimes it works the
wrong
way.
Wait, you did a ritual?
Just a minor one.
Don't do that. We're already dealing with enough shit.
All right, well, you guys were doing your fight downstairs. We found out that Nora was having dreams about Oscar before she died. So we're going to go ahead and look around her room and see if there's anything we can find to help us deal with this revenant.
Is there anything that I can roll to know more about revenants?
Go ahead and roll a learning check.
Learning.
That's under logic. That's not nearly enough dice.
That also being said, Astra will also one look success. At Sophie after she said nice. All of that and make sure that she's... Okie dokie.
She.
How does she feel about being haunted by a revenant?
You know what she knows. Basically just vengeful spirit.
I wouldn't know a way to cast it out.
No.
Ha!
She's like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay. Strong girl.
Did you say he cast a ritual?
You know, it was probably
a minor
more like
one.
Like an experiment, more than just...
He did...
It's fine.
He did almost kick me.
A minor kick.
It would have hurt. It hurt the chair.
Yeah, probably. It's big boots, mate.
Mother told me never to do a ritual.
Yeah, agreed.
You're very smart.
Agreed.
Your mother was very smart.
Astra just pets her head and goes, good girl.
Yeah, the dog's downstairs. That's a human being. Can we go through the fucking door, please?
Watch your language, sir.
She's like 16. Wasn't she like 14 or 16?
Yeah. Like, yeah, she's
16. Not a child.
She's a child. A lot of shit's been happening.
I'm about to kick this door in if you don't unlock
it. Wait, what did you say about
the dogs? She patted the child and he said the dog's downstairs. That's a human being. Let's go inside. He's being cheeky.
It wasn't a pat. It was like, cheeky, you know how like when you're like... trying to calm somebody down, you're like, okay. All right. The door is open, correct?
Yeah, we opened it.
All right. So are we taking Sophia in with us? Astra will do the eye thingy where she stares at you, stares at her, stares at you, stares at her, stares at the door.
I'll do like a You stay, Motion. What if you stay out here with her? And we'll look around.
I'm the one who figured this all out.
I'll stay with her. No, it's and fine. You look around.
No, it's fine. You got all the guns. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Astra will just hand you her pen and paper and go,
I don't know if I can write.
Why couldn't you write?
I don't know. Did rural Norwegian people...
We're literally been together for like years at this point. I'm sure
years?
I would have...
Austin and I were talking about this. Is it years or months?
I think years.
Okay.
Because we've seen some shit.
All right, we've seen some shit.
So I feel like it's been at least 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
So Astra would have taught you at least shorthand.
Okay.
That's fair. All right, so you go in.
Or Astra has been with you long enough that she would know what your chicken scratch would look like.
Just draw pretty pictures.
Exactly.
I stopped taking notes like 40 minutes ago.
I did not.
It's okay.
Good.
Collectively, we'll
there
have
must be one moleskin.
All right, so you go in. First thing you notice is the room just feels very eerie, not for any supernatural reason.
Frozen in time.
Yeah. Oh. It's kind of like it was closed and then, you know, not open. Like there's like still a dress hung up, but it's like partially faded. For where the sun sets through the window and fades part of it.
That's dope.
Not made. And you can see, like, it's a single person bed and, like, one corner of the blanket is folded over like someone got up and just didn't go back. You also notice there is a pretty extensive bookshelf along the wall. There's a dresser.
We should really establish if I can read then.
I can't read. No one can read.
I can.
It's the 1800s. Some people can't read.
What is your your logic score?
What year is it? I forget.
4. So I can
read. You can read. Yeah.
I taught you.
You're welcome.
In our business.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You taught me to read better.
Yes.
I would like to peruse the titles of the books in the bookshelf.
Okay.
Please?
I pull out Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Okay.
It's not part of a volume, is it? Like multiple?
I believe it was compiled at some point.
At some point. Yeah. But early on, they were just sort of...
Yeah, we'll say this is like just a collection.
Yeah. And I say, find anything that matches this and just hand it off to you. Found that one in the barn.
Book in a barn. All right. Hold it up.
You do find 2 other volumes of Grimm's Fairy Tales.
Oh.
Looks like this is the first one.
I'll pull the other 2 out and hand all 3 to him.
You now have 3 volumes of Grimm's Fairy Tales.
They're got very heavy.
Time for some light reading, then.
You also, go ahead and make an investigation roll.
Do I really need to roll dice? Because my dice have been so bad.
Just to see what you find.
I'm going to try these bone dice. They're great.
No.
Bones in them.
I'm going to try my Dragon Age dice. Maybe that will help.
I'm not sure what kind of bone it actually is, but they're pretty cool.
It didn't help.
Okay.
Wait. For the record, I've gotten exactly 1-6 today.
Oof. It's rough. Nice.
I've sent several dice to jail.
Your jail's full.
My jail is.
This is America.
Completely full. It is for profit. And even my Dragon Age dice couldn't help me.
You see a number of classics, a couple of like classic old texts, like Homer. You see some romance novels. Dope. Nothing that really seems that interesting.
I take one of those and slip it into my bag.
Okay.
It's naughty stuff.
My husband died years ago.
Apologies.
She says to her husband.
She just killed you off in this story.
I know.
Sorry.
Oops.
Sorry. Damn.
That's what makes a good DM. Being murdered by his wife.
A good DM. Yeah.
But nothing that's like ookie spooky.
Well, you failed your investigation roll.
Well, son of a bitch. Should I push it? I mean, if I push it, I'm
You'll
hopeless.
Just take a condition.
Well, let me show you what hopeless looks like. Torsten just goes and sits on the bed.
We can't have two of us just sitting on the bed. But it's five dice.
Why don't you come out and get the smart person?
Yeah, there are four people in the party.
Yeah, and I'll sit on the bed, kind of with a thousand yard stare. But I'll kind of lazily, kind of look around. Is there a nightstand or?
There's a dresser.
Yeah, can I just rifle through that?
Yeah, roll investigation.
I hate this game.
You just hate it because you can't roll a six right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's exactly why.
I'm sorry.
Actually, this one's not been bad.
One. Take your husband.
One six.
One six.
It's been very helpful. Right.
So you're rifling through and you open up a drawer of unmentionables. And you're like, oh my. But then you see like the corner of, looks to be like a small booklet, leather-bound booklet in there. So you reach into those unmentionables and you pluck it out.
All right, I open it up.
It looks like a journal.
I can't read.
Well, it looks like words.
Okay, I'll take it from him and start looking at it, and I'll ask, Astra, would you come check the bookcase to see if I missed anything with a terrible roll?
Yeah. She'll look at Sophia and like, how's Sophia doing? She okay?
She's cool? She's kind of like, she's probably peering back in on Sammy and just like making sure he's okay.
I don't really want to let her out of my sight. But
You could trade these.
Austin would never let something bad happen just because we needed additional eyes for investigations. He's a good DM and a good husband, and he knows he has to drive home with me.
Now that is the ultimate metagaming right there.
Really?
Astra would go, Torsten, Mr. Man with his hands in the unmentionables. She'll go, come here.
Yeah.
She'll like pull you out to the hallway and say, watch her.
Okay. Hi, little girl.
Don't let her out of your sight. And then she will. I'm being Daisy. I don't know if you've ever heard Daisy walk, but she walks so proper.
Okay.
And then she comes in and she'll look at the bookcase. So
make an investigation roll.
Make one that's better than mine.
I didn't do it. Son of a... Sorry.
Some nonsense.
You have no conditions. You can push.
I could push.
Good.
I don't really want to.
Then you'd just be angry you couldn't find anything.
I can re-roll all of them? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? Lord, give me something. When?
Yeah!
All right. So you're looking through the books, and you're just looking at the titles, and you realize it's a pretty deep bookshelf, but there's one shelf of books that's kind of push all the way up to the edge of the bookshelf, almost like they're going to fall off. You're like, that's weird. You move one, there's a second row of books behind. And those books, you pull one out, and it's got a pentagram on the front.
Oop.
And pull another out, and it's got like a sketch of some looking, weird looking symbol. Another has like a demon looking face.
I love the way that you're just nonchalantly chewing and then like, yeah, like, you know, blah, 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 blah.
He went from explaining that there was a dress hung up that had been partially faded by the sunlight when it came through the window at sunset to saying, yeah, it's got a symbol with like a demon face on it.
You scared him too much.
Yeah, you're being rude, so I'm going to stop being fancy.
No. So Astra will pull the front row of books and she'll just throw them all on the floor. You hear like
that's the sound of books.
Well, if they're making that noise, they're not books.
They're probably haunted.
So and then she will look at you all and be like, And she'll start like pulling them out and handing like a few of them off to you. You can't read, right?
Wait, I'm looking at the journal.
You can? Okay, so she's tossing a few to you. I know you can't read.
I'm babysitting.
Does each book have a pentagram? Sorry. Or is it
no,
like...
it's just like there's one that might have a pentagram. They all have like titles. They're not like her own scrawlings, but it's like
so
demonology of
so we're looking at
North
that.
Europe.
So what are they? Like, is there
just
anyone that stands out particularly? Like,
is there one that looks like it would be relevant to the plot?
Most, or one that looks like it's been most touched or like recently touched or something?
We'll say
like
there's one that has a bookmark on it or in it. And it is a book on spirits.
Ghosts.
I will open to bookmarked page. Is there a magical item that will help us upon our quest?
No, but there's a description of the Revenant.
Ah!
Like how to make one, how to banish one?
It's a chapter.
Can you read the chapter to us? We need the information.
Yeah, Astra is going to speed read because she's a speed reader.
Are you looking at the journal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I haunted now?
No.
Better not be haunted.
These are the important bits.
Oh my god, there's so many important bits, and you couldn't have made them a little bigger?
That is as big as they come.
January 15th. I saw it again last night, as I was on my way to empty the widower Rutger's chamber pot. The candle on my hand went out, and, standing still in the dark corridor on the second floor, I could hear the floorboards move. Someone was walking toward me. I whispered my husband's name, and an unknown voice responded with a word I couldn't understand. The hairs on my arms stood up, and the blood throbbed in my veins. Finally, I dropped the pot and ran downstairs. My footsteps woke several of the guests. I had to spend more than an hour on my knees scrubbing the stench of Rutger's excrement off the floorboards. Sammy was angry. I didn't tell him I'd seen a ghost. It would have been adding fuel to the fire. January 17th. Do I really have myself to blame? I know what I did to Sammy, but that was almost 20 years ago. He gets so different when he's angry, and I go mute with fear whilst he demands answers. Perhaps I should know better than to upset him, but all I did was suggest that the sudden falling apart of the inn might have occult causes. I definitely shouldn't have mentioned the ghost. Now I won't be able to show myself to the guests for a week. The bruises around my neck can be concealed with a collar, and no one can see the pain in my chest and stomach. But my left eye is purple, like a plum. My nose is swollen. I fear for Sophia. She's so much like me, and I'd like to tell her everything. But I'm afraid of what Sammy would say. He wants to eradicate all things artistic and sublime from his daughter's body. That which came from me. January 31st. I mentioned my nightmares to Sophia, and it turned out she's been having the same dreams. The murderer sneaking up behind him and cutting his throat with a knife. The body is buried in unconsecrated ground, and suddenly it's my body in the grave. I've been buried alive, and I can't get out. All I want is revenge, or peace and death. I wake with a scream. February 7th. The fourth time I saw him, I understood what he was whispering. It's not a word, but a name. Peary. After spending several days pondering the matter, to Sammy's great annoyance, I remembered where I heard that name. Sammy's grandfather, who used to run this inn, was named Peary Harjula. There are lots of old letters in the attic. Among them, I found a stack of messages all signed with Peary's name, written in code and addressed to someone in Uppsala. The code was easily deciphered. And now I've shut myself away in my room all morning, reading Peary's love letters. Sammy is furious that I've neglected my duties. He's banging on the kitchen walls and throwing saucepans against the floor. Poor Anjali. February 8th. I know who the dead man is. Peary writes of his guilt and feelings of remorse of a murder he committed. He killed a man named Oscar Hjort by slitting his throat. This happened during a meeting with three people from Uppsala. One of them was named Albert. Oscar was unwilling to cooperate, but what he was meant to do I am unaware of. They buried his body somewhere in our garden. Piri says that instead of having a priest consecrate the ground, they desecrated his body with magic. He fears that he has damned the inn and condemned himself to hell. March 1st. Sophia has been quiet and withdrawn for some time now. I sat down with her and she told me that she dreams of setting up a theater. She wants to put on shows here at the Witch Cat. I think it's a brilliant idea. I've sent an invitation to the Troll Dreams Theater Troupe, mostly to attract customers, but also to inspire Sophia. They will pass through here in early April. This time I won't let Sammy get his way. March 19th. Sammy saw the letter from the theater director, and as I'm writing this, I have hid in the stable like a naughty child. He hit me with the fireplace poker. Everything went black and I woke up on the floor. I lost the feeling in the fingers of my left hand. They're still numb. Blood, saliva, snot, and tears are running down my face, so I need to keep this paper away from the body to avoid staining it. I'm so scared. April 3rd. If I stay here, he'll kill me. Tonight I'm packing my things, and I'm taking Piri's letters with me. I'll show them to Sophia when I come for her. Perhaps we will return to the Witch Cat one day, when Sammy has died or come to his senses. Then we can go looking for ghosts together.
Thank you for listening. The Dance of Dreams, written by Niles Hintz. Find us online at rancorsbrothel.com. Facebook at Fans of the Rancors Brothel. Twitter at Rancors_Brothel.